we're quietly confident that they've been working away, the developer and the planners, and hopefully that they've come up with a plan that alleviates the concerns of the planners. And naturally, you can understand their side of the story, that they have the future development of the Nigal attack, and they want to see things right. And so hopefully that between the two of them, that they've worked out what way and how things should work, and we're quietly confident that everything will get it over the line, you know. So hopefully now that they will, and we'll push on and show that the Nigal town is open for development, and with the help of the planners and engineers, that anything is possible.
There has been huge public support for this plan so far to date. It is important to maintain that.
Yes, massive online and petition signed, and massive work done by the committee, you know. But it just shows that people in Donegal and the surrounding areas, as far as Glenconchill and all that area, are neglected, and that we need these facilities for Donegal Town and for tourists coming to Donegal Town, just to get people into the Nigal and all around the area, you know, that families and our kids and are looking for these developments to happen for the facilities for our young and old.